Hi everyone, welcome to our show. You love that song, I love it, man. We are the world, what, 35 years ago or so, when the world needed help, and that song came in, and oh, beautiful, beautiful. The words to that song are strongly our theme of our show, Let's Create a Better World. We had another song on for a while, but we're back to this one, and if you want to, listeners, that song will be on at the end of the show also. And from time to time, we will have a few other songs. That song will almost always be there at least once, beginning or end. I'm Bobby Elias. Welcome to our show. Our co-host, Stefan Rudolph, is here with us. And we have a tremendous guest today. I'm really excited because, as you heard that song, we want to make this a better world. And we're going to talk about that today as well as a number of things, but let me first make a few announcements. The name of the show is Let's Create a Better World. We talk about healthy aging also. I'm going to give you a phone number. Please get your paper and pen out. This number has become the number one heard telephone for a radio show. More and more internet people are jumping in. More internet, you know, internet radio is going to overtake regular radio if it's not already doing that so right now as we speak. Here's the number to call if you're not near a computer or laptop and you want to hear the show. Call this number, area 712-775-6850. Try to repeat that at the end. And also at the end, I'll give out my number. If you have any questions about the show or ideas, we're also looking for a little help in the show, which someone to come in as a volunteer once in a while, real light work. All right, next week we're going to have Kevin Modis to talk about the newest things going on. There's a lot of heavy, heavy stuff going on in the EMF, which means electromagnetic fields. That's wireless radiation. Tremendous things going on legally, good and bad things going on. And we're going to give you that next week. The week after, just 2 weeks from today, it'll be Saturday the 16th, we're going to have on Alex Hermosillo, and we have a special new co-host that's going to come on. She's into after-death experiences, and in other words, we're going to talk about death, period. What happens when you die? It's a big question. It's many people have their different ideas about that, and we're going to talk about how some people, like Alex, after his death, he came back, and now he became a tremendous healer, and he is just super. So these last two people that are next few weeks, as well as today's guests, have been requested by many people in the audience. This is the second go-round for all of them. All right, so let me get to our guest today. Well, first of all, Stefan Rudolph. How are you, Stefan?
Doing great, Bobby. Always great to be a part of the show. Let's Create a Better World. Always helping others grow in a positive manner and take the best outlook on life and what you think about, you bring about. So we're here to help people keep on growing.
And you're going to introduce our guest right now. I'm just at least tell our fans about it, who she is.
Yeah, definitely, Bobby. We have Sonia Grace here, and for over 30 years, she's an author and mystic healer. Sonia Grace has been offering clients both in the United States and abroad immediate stability, clarity, and guidance. And she is an energy surgeon, helps clients to identify where their discomfort is in the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual body. So I'd like to welcome Sonia Grace.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Hi, Sonia. We didn't mention that you've been on so many major TV programs also, which I'll let you get into that, or we'll announce it as we go along. But thank you for being on the show, Sonia. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bobby and Stefan, for having me back. I'm really happy to be here, and It's a great day. I feel like the energy's finally shifted a little bit. We all get to breathe and not feel so kind of compressed, as I think many people out there have felt recently. There's sort of a compression going on, and it's a good day. I feel great. I'm happy to be here.
Good. We wanted to talk about to our listeners. We have new listeners coming in all the time. The station's growing like leaps and bounds, Progressive Radio Network. And not only our telephone, the 712 number I gave out is number one in the world, but also our social media is number one in the world. It's expanding, and we cover so many things. This is one of the hopes that I have, and you and I have talked about it, how social media can be a big thing to make this a better world. But wanted to, because we have some new people also, we have people that know a lot about all the issues we talk about, some that know a little bit about them, some that know very little about them. I'd like to give you, if you could give a real basic 101 on what is a psychic, what is a medium? And also, I know you had some questions about people that, a lot of ponies coming in. I'll let you go run with that issue. Go ahead.
Okay, well, so here's the deal. I call myself a mystic and a healer because I have abilities that I was born with. So that's the mystic part. I was born this way. I came into this world, you know, being able to see the spirit realm, feel it, hear it, taste it, smell it, everything, all sensories on. And as a healer, you know, I identify myself as a healer because I literally work on people all over the world. I'm able to defy time and space and put myself in front of someone and actually do the work. And so I go in energetically. I work on tissue and muscles and bones and blood and cancers and lesions, you name it. I've worked on it. So you know, someone who's psychic, which I'm very psychic, but I don't use the label psychic because there's so much more that I can do, is someone who, you know, receives information, gets impressions, you know, literally, you know, is able to perceive through that, you know, third eye vision, you know, what's going on. Now, some psychics hear it. Some psychics actually see it. Some psychics feel it. But the point is that they're psychic. They have that kind of everything going for them in terms of vision. The other side to all of this is, you know, there's shamans, there's clairvoyance, clairascension. There's all these different labels, titles, people practicing. And I'm sure many listeners out there are practitioners as well, or maybe wanting to become a practitioner. And I recently wrote an article about this, and I'm quite passionate on this subject. I feel that people do not understand what it takes to do the kind of job, particularly from where I'm sitting, what I've been doing for 34 years. It's difficult. It's very, very difficult. You know, I gave up drugs and alcohol 34 years ago and committed myself to this path, committed myself to the earth and to Creator to do this work. And I have, you know, I'm like out of the mists of Babylon. I mean, I've really lived this life with this kind of dedication. There's a lot of people out there who are practitioners that are, you know, spiritual teachers by day and out partying by night. And their level of commitment is only so far. Now, should everyone be as committed as I am? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I feel people need to really look at what they're doing and why they want to do this. What is the purpose behind it? Because a lot of times, particularly in today's world, in this society, we are so inundated with what's popular and what are the addictions of the day. And people are extremely addicted to spiritualism right now. They're addicted to shopping. They're addicted to the internet. They're addicted to social media. So we have to get through all of that and do a lot of inner work to find where it is in us, what's motivating us, what's bringing us to that place where we feel we want to go into this line of work. What are the gifts? What's been opened up in you? And perhaps it's opened up simply so it's going to help you in your daily life, simply so that it will enhance you when you walk into that board meeting, you already know what's going to go on. And people, you know, it's just, it's so amazing to me how many people have derailed their lives and left an industry to go into this industry, and then, you know, they have no clients, they have no success, they're calling me crying, saying, I don't know what I did wrong. And it's like, you know, you're meant to be spiritual, you're meant to feel all these things and have this opening, but it's not necessarily that you're meant to be a healer. You're meant to go do this work and affect the people who really need you the most, and that's in the industry that you were working in.
Oh, very well said. We're speaking to Sonia Grace, who is a mystic healer, and we're going to talk about a lot of things today, including the future of the world. But first, we're going to talk about the medical intuitiveness that she does, that type of work. I'll let her describe that. Then we're going to talk about the horrible things that are being predicted around the world, disasters of all kinds, weather problems, money falling apart, wars and violence, and the corporations. We're going to talk about that because there are a lot of bad things going on and may continue for a while. Then we're going to talk about what we see. Sonia will talk about it, as well as I've had other guests. On this show, we're more, I guess you could say, we're optimists, but we have a very positive attitude about how and why this world will change for the better. We're going to talk about that with our guests. Okay, the next thing we want to talk about is the medical intuitiveness. You have people calling you, and you do the work over the phone and other ways. Let's talk about that, please.
Sure. Well, you know, people have, you know, medical problems and issues that some people don't want to approach, maybe through Western medicine. Some people have gone to Western medicine doctors, and they're working with me at the same time as their treatment. And I get calls, you know, for everything. I've worked on people. My clients are literally all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, Slovenia, England, Scotland, Ireland, Norway, France. I mean, they're all over the world. And I, you know, I feel that it's important when somebody calls me and says, hey, you know, I'm dealing with, you know, stage four cancer, can you help me? That there is an understanding that I'm going to do everything I can energetically to remove this cancer from your body and to help align and clear out all the stuff and go into it karmically, look at where in past lives, you know, the person has been ill and had, you know, similar kinds of illness and clear that karmically. But to understand that, you know, the contract of being here on earth is between that person and God. I am simply someone doing the work. I am coming to that place to aid and assist that person. And sometimes the aid and the assistance is simply helping them get ready. You know, and sometimes they're completely cleared and they're cancer free. And I feel that it's important when people have energy work done that there is an understanding that there are many, many layers that must be addressed. And one of the biggest layers I help people deal with is what caused the illness? What is going on inside of that person that brought about this illness? And as, you know, many people want to sit there and maybe scratch their heads going, oh, well, you know, it's the toxicity of chemtrails or this or that that's influencing the lives. Sure, those things have an effect on us. But ultimately, the core of any illness in the body is the emotional body. It's what's gone on for the person emotionally. It's carrying resentment for years and years about a person or a situation and manifesting that resentment as a cancer in the body. It's really an emotional issue to begin with. So I go in and I process with people and get them in touch with their inner child and teach them how to parent that inner child and how to interact with the child so that we're addressing the core wounds from childhood. We're addressing basically the karma that they brought with them, because karma is nothing more than unresolved emotional wounds from past lives. So we manifest those wounds again in childhood, and then we spend our entire life recreating situations over and over and over again so we can heal from the abandonment, the rejection, the betrayal, you know, the guilt, the shame, all of the stuff that, you know, make up those emotional wounds. And this is what I go into with people to help them identify and clear it from the body energetically, clear it from the body physically, and then, you know, of course, do the healing work to mend tissue and, you know, remove whatever is there that shouldn't be there. So it's quite a process.
Wow, that's great. This is I like your answers because you really get in depth and really give us the information that we need. We have a lot.
You know, I have a sign in front of me that says "Come up for air."
That's beautiful. You know,
come up for air.
Signs,
breathe.
That's like your vision board, sort of. I know.
Right, right.
That's beautiful. That is really great. Well, I'm Bobby Elias, and Stefan Rudolph, our co-host on the line, he'll be on with us also, and we're talking to Sonia Grace about her work as a medical, her work as a healer, mystic healer, and also intuition for medical problems. We're going to talk about disasters, weather, money, wars, corporations, and we're going to come up with solutions and some positive aspects of what we think may happen in the years to come as we get off of all these things that are problematic. The world's never going to be perfect, but it's going to be better. That's what we think. We're going to talk about that. And Sonia, could you before we go to the next thing, because I've had work with you, and you are outstanding. That's why you're on this show. I only pick people that I think are great and can really help others. Could you give us your, I know your website is Sonja Grace, S-O-N-J-A. S-O-N is in Nancy, J is in jump, A is in apple, Grace, like G-R-A-C-E, .com. Anything else briefly you want to say about that before we get into our next subject?
Well, I just, you know, my website, soniagrace.com, you know, has everything about what I do, but I also have another website, Sonja, S-O-N-J-A, Grace, G-R-A-C-E, Spirit Traveler, TRAVELER.com, which is all about my new book that's coming out this fall. And it's exciting, and it might be fun for everybody to take a look at. I'm on all kinds of social media, Facebook, Mystic Healer Sonja Grace, Twitter, Sonja Grace Guide. I'm on Instagram. So, you know, you can find me all through those various social media sites. And Bobby, given the fact that we have worked together and I know you, I wanted to share with your listeners something that might make sense to them, and I know it'll really make sense to you. A long time ago, I was, having been a dancer my whole life, I was put in charge of the dance department at private high school in Sedona, Arizona. And part of my audition for this job, which of course I knew nothing about the fact that I was going to have to audition, was a big opening night party in the, you know, in the hall, the big hall. And the headmaster of the school happened to be a nut for the Argentinian tango. And he knew, of course, having hired me to run the dance department, that I could possibly be partnered in the Argentinian tango. And for all you listeners out there, this is a very, very complex form of dance. This is nothing easy, and it's not for the faint of heart. And luckily, I had several lessons and did know some Argentinian tango. But I tell you, it was one of the most nerve-wracking things of my life. And I basically, because of my dance training, I knew how to follow, and I was able to follow him, and I, of course, passed the audition. And the point is that when we are approaching being a healer or a psychic or a shaman, God, I have a lot to say about that, shamans, when we approach these things and we go take three lessons in Argentinian tango and, you know, we're gonna do this now. We're gonna go perform it. It's like, no, you're not ready to do that. Just like you can't go take three ballet lessons and go put on Swan Lake and think you're gonna make it through it. You know, and it's the same thing in healing. It's the same thing in being a psychic or doing any of this energy work. It takes discipline. It takes structure. It takes training. It takes having a teacher that you work with for a long time that can guide you and help you and see clearly, you know, how your progress is and what's going on for you. It's so important. Having trained as a classical ballerina in my early days, you know, I understand what it means to train. And, of course, my training as a healer was extensive. I mean, my teacher would not let you even move sideways without her okaying what you were doing. And now we have people who just, you know, they take a Reiki, a weekend workshop Reiki course, and they, you know, they go out, I'm a Reiki healer. And, you know, it's like, no, you don't even know how to protect yourself, let alone what you're really getting into. And I see this with massage therapists. You know, they get training in school. They get, you know, they're wonderful in their massage, but they're totally getting sick. They're getting bogged down because they don't know how to protect themselves. They did not get the energy course that they needed to be doing the hands-on work.
Well, that is
so
great.
I just wanted to give that example because you're a dancer, and I know you'd appreciate that.
Yes, I'm a dancer, and I appreciate you remembering that and that you had a good story for not only myself but for our listeners. Excuse me. Yeah, we've got a lot to cover here. I really want to get into all these subjects, so if it's possible,
keep
the answers to 3 minutes each, because I want to ask you about a shaman, then I'm going to get those five horrible things that are going to happen.
Okay.
Then I want to go into solutions
I'm ready.
To the world. So, okay, the first thing is shaman. Give our listeners a real brief, because a lot of people do not know much about that. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, in the old days, the shaman of the tribe was one person. And that one person was born with that ability and was designated. It was a chosen position to be the visionary, the one that received the information, the one that would, you know, if necessary, take the medicine to have the vision so the tribe would know where to go and what to do and how to do it. Now everybody wants to have the vision. Is that wrong? No, it's not wrong that everyone wants the vision. But do we forget that maybe not everyone is supposed to do the, you know, the ayahuasca ceremony or the peyote ceremony? I don't think everyone's meant to do those things. I think that some people, it opens them up and they don't come back. It takes them too far and they're not working with someone skilled enough to bring them back. I've had to bring people back from ayahuasca ceremony. They come home from South America and they call me. I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't get back. I'm still out there. And I've had to literally bring them back. So this whole idea, this notion of shamanism is like, wow, you know, we've taken something that's very sacred to indigenous people and we've marketed it. You know, we've made it this big thing. And I find that a lot of people, and I do have some of the top shamans in this country, call me to work on them and to clear them. Because many of them have said to me, I've never met anyone who can see things and clear things the way that you can. And that is, you know, because we're messing with things that we don't fully understand. And we are not being born into cultures where it is built into the culture. You learn from a very, very young age some of these things that indigenous people have ready-made in their cultures. So I ask the listeners to just please have discernment. Be careful what you get into. Ask who's teaching, you know, where they came from, what their skill level is, and why they're doing what they're doing. Because, unfortunately, the ego is a very powerful firewall that can either protect us or it can shield us from the truth. And a lot of people out there who are practitioners are still very much wounded themselves, and they have that big false ego around them, and they're unable to see that. They've not yet dealt with their own emotional wounds.
Wow, that's great. Our listeners need to know, Bill, that you have a tremendous Native background, and you're part indigenous. Briefly on that one, tell us about that.
Well, I'm you know, I have Native blood on my mother's side, Choctaw, Cherokee, and I'm adopted on the Hopi Reservation, and my husband is full-blooded Hopi, and, you know, Native life for me has always been, I've always been a part of, whether it's my Native community here in Oregon or I'm out on the Hopi Reservation where we lived for quite some time. And, you know, I feel very Native at my heart. You know, I'm half Norwegian. I'm very connected to that side of my cosmology. You know, I feel really akin to some of the old Norwegian folklore and Odin and Thor and all the Norwegian gods, you know. So I see and experience these things kind of like, you know, and it's not separated for me. It's like I get what's going on such a bigger scale in terms of seeing what I call them the demigods. I see the demigods. I interact with them from all cultures, and so it's kind of different for me. It's not just, I'm not just a one thing kind of person.
Right. Okay, this mm-hmm. is Sonja Grace we're speaking to, and she's been around, as you heard her say, in Arizona. I know she's been all over the West Coast. She goes mm-hmm. all over the world to speak to people. She's been on multiple media, huge media shows, and well-known and highly respected. That's why she's on this show, because I've done work with her, and she's excellent. And she'll give her information at the end of the show again. But let's get into our other subjects, if you could, please. I do want to get into solutions more, but we've got to cover the disasters that people are predicting, the weather, the money issue, the wars, the corporations, and all the damage they're doing. Could you give a little touch on that, and then I'll break in with another question? We've got to move real fast, because we have a lot to cover.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we're talking about now the you know, the predictions of disaster and financial crash,
right,
and all that stuff,
yeah,
right? Okay.
Right.
Okay. So right now in the sky, in terms of sort of the astrology of what's going on, we're in a grand cross, and this goes on until October. This grand cross is very much kind of linked to vendettas, punishment, people being vindictive. And we're seeing this. We're seeing this, you know, these eruptions. What just happened in Turkey, in Istanbul, was horrible. It was terrible. What happened in Paris, in, you know, Belgium, in the United States. I mean, all over we've had these eruptions of vindictive, punishing kind of energies. And that's this grand cross. We have to learn now that the purpose of this, cosmically speaking, is that we all deal with this on a collective karma basis. We're dealing with those things within ourselves. Where can I be punishing? Where am I vindictive? Where have I been this way? How can I make amends with myself and my own behavior? That's ultimately what the cosmos is telling us to do, is make peace within yourself. But instead, you know, people aren't quite there yet, so it erupts in these horrible events that have happened around the world. I see kind of a major event happening in October. I don't see a financial crash. What I see is more of a disruption, sort of pre-election disruption, people just so completely polarized opposite from each other, and that will get squelched, that will get put back in its place, and then we'll have the election. I think a lot of the financial, sort of fall that people have been predicting, it's already happened. You know, it just took place what was going on in England. We didn't have a complete crash or fall. We're going to keep going. I see financially things staying steady and moving forward. The end of the world, some bigger prediction of where are we going with all of this, I think we're headed for some really, really major transformation in physical form on the planet. I feel that over time, this planet naturally does her shifts and moves and earthquakes and volcanoes and all this stuff shifts and changes. And quite frankly, with our electromagnetic field becoming weaker and thinner, all of these things coming in, cosmic rays, gravitational waves, are really impacting us and the planet like never before. So I think we're in for some really big change.
Okay, excellent. That's what I like to hear. About one thing, though, the wars. Let me say this first. There's so much going on. The United States has bases all over the world. We're the big bullies in the world, and we go in and drone and kill so many people. We talk about Orlando That was horrible, really horrible.
Yes.
My heart is out to families in Orlando, but also things like you just alluded to in Turkey and other places in the world. So 30, 50, 60 people die left and right, and sometimes 100, 200 people, and if the media doesn't cover it as well, because it's not part of the USA. And then, as I said last week on the show, you know the Native American history. I mean, Natives were wiped out by settlers coming in from Europe, and many. I give an illustration of one in New England where 700 people were wiped out in one shot. Afterwards, they had a dinner called a Thanksgiving. That's one version of it. But many, not just Natives, but Black people, slavery times, and also Mexicans in Texas and in the Southwest were lynched, and many times as many as several hundred people at one shot were killed. And this is U.S. history. Although the media said that Orlando, my heart goes out to them, was the worst disaster ever in U.S. history. No, there's been other ones before that. Thank God they're, it's just bad. It's really bad. So I want your thoughts on, as I said, the wars, because it's a big issue. A lot of people say, well, it's going to get worse, and predictions are really abound about wars in the Middle East because the U.S. has caused so much people, and the revenge factor, as you mentioned. People in some of these offshoot ISIS, and I heard the new ISIS leader, the new guy that took over for another ministry, is got his heart set to destroy the United States. And your thoughts on all that, please.
Well, you know, I think it's really time that we all muster up a tremendous amount of hope and faith, and I think it's time that we also make a conscious choice to not live in fear, because the energy of fear, that vibration when it leaves our body, will connect with other fear in the universe on this planet. And then we do have problems, and we do create more war. When I teach, and I teach meditation retreats, I've got one coming up in Joshua Tree, October 6th through the 9th, and I teach a meditation that is about grounding your energy so that you are not engaging your energy in something and thus creating more karma for yourself and for the collective. So I really feel people need to get grounded. They need to really have that sense of hope and faith that we can live by example. We can be that peace by going into the inner peace that we're looking for, that we want around the world. And yes, there's some very scary things war related that could happen, but humanity's sitting on the brink of, you know, well, we've destroyed ourselves on other planets before. Are we going to destroy ourselves again? It's like this rush of energy that, you know, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, you know, we've almost completely ruined this beautiful planet that we're living on, and we've almost completely ruined the species on it. You know, 50% have almost become extinct. And so,
yes.
It's sort of like this giant rush of, well, we might as well just destroy the whole thing. And I am encouraging people just to sit back, take a deep breath. We don't need to be a part of the rush. We can simply get grounded, go into that deep, deep state of inner peace that's within each one of us, and live from that place. Live in that state of peace so that we're not a part of engaging our energy through fear. And I wanted to also share with you guys that It was very difficult for me because of what happened December 29th in 1890 at Wounded Knee, where, you know, over 300 people were shot and killed, Native people. And, you know, it was sad to me that the news reported, Orlando as the worst ever in the United States. And, you know, Native people were completely left out of that equation. And when we can start to understand that it's not about isolating. See, we've been isolating for a long time. Oh, the Native Americans, we went through this. Oh, the Jews, they went through this. Oh, the African people went through this. Oh, we've got all of these atrocities and genocide against human beings. Different time periods, different centuries, different things have happened to different groups of people. And when is it are we going to all pull together as one planet, one people, and say, you know what, the atrocities, when that happens to my, you know, sisters in Israel, or that happens to my brothers in Turkey, when is it going to stop? Because I am no different and not separate from any of these people, no matter what their religion or their you know, their background, their culture is. I am not separate from them. We have the same feelings. We all bleed red blood, right?
Hi. Gotcha. This is great. Sonia Grace is our guest today. I'm Bobby Elias, and our co-host, Stefan Rudolph, will be on with a question. But before you get that question, Stefan, I have one more question, and then you can come in with your thoughts. But Sonia Grace is a mystic healer and does so many things, as you can tell by her story. And this whole show today is all about not only the problems that we're having, but and I want you to go into this briefly, everything briefly, because we've got about four more questions for you. But briefly, Sonia, you mentioned last time you were on the show that when things get really bad from some of these horrible predictions that are made, and maybe they will come to fruition to some degree, you said this, and I love it. You said that you really felt from your ability of looking at the future that people would get together and find a way to keep it from getting worse or actually stop it, reverse it. Your thoughts on that, please.
On what I said in your last show?
Yeah, about how people are going to come together when something really bad happens and they're going to find a way to...
Yes, well, that's naturally what humans do. That's naturally what we do. I mean, look at the world rallying for Orlando. Something bad happens, we rally. Look at how we rallied at 9/11 and the, you know, what happened in New York.
Right.
We rally. What I'd like to see happen is that we no longer need to have any more accidents at the corner of 82nd and North Street because we recognize that's a dangerous intersection and we freaking put the lights up now without having any more people killed. It's like that in the world. Why do we have to keep having these horrible events when we don't recognize that this is something that is a problem? Now, what does that mean, you know, really? Does that mean, you know, we're going to crack down stricter gun laws? Are we going to crack down in this way or that way? You know, those are big subjects. Those are big, big things to approach. And my approach, what I know I can do in my little corner of the world, is I can teach people how to find inner peace and how to live in that state of inner peace so that we are not energetically contributing to some of this warring, angry, vindictive, punishing energy.
Yes, wow, that's well said. Very true. Stefan, you had a question.
Oh, yeah, I enjoy that, Sonia. It's very... enlightening what you have to say. No pun intended, but it's awesome to hear about the energy that you help people with, and also your event coming up October 6th through the 9th. That's great as well. I definitely want to be there for the Joshua Tree event. But the one thing that hit home was talking about the inner child, and I think in dealing with relationships, I've gone through this, and I think we all have, but when we see the inner child come out, maybe you can tell a little bit more about how people can help grow in relationships, because what happens, I've noticed, is a lot of times when people have been burned or hurt, whether they were young or in their first relationship, whether it was being cheated on, anything like that that you help others with when it comes to relationships and maintaining and gaining and learning from how to control the inner child so it doesn't ruin the relationship. Does that make sense?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because what I believe is that most people, because we do not learn how to parent the inner child, nobody hands you a book when you turn 18 or 19 that says, okay, now you need to learn how to parent that little kid inside of you. We end up with that inner child driving the car. They're 5 years old. We're in the back seat going, wow, look how capable my five-year-old is. She's driving the car. I don't have to do anything. But that's because we come from situations that are dysfunctional, that have required us to be an adult at a very early age. You know, we've gone through many, many things in our families. This isn't about making parents wrong. This isn't about making their parents wrong and on down the line. This is just simply we must learn how to parent that inner child so that we can take responsibility for those emotional wounds. We've been in these two roles for centuries, since, you know, humans have existed on Earth, the victim or the perpetrator. And so often with emotional wounds, I was left, I was betrayed, you know, and then the person is an adult and they set up a relationship where they've been left, they were betrayed, and they're playing it out over and over because ultimately, down at the core, they're trying to heal the inner child. They're trying to get healing for that initial betrayal and being left, but they're not accomplishing it because they've also taken on the template of what they learned from their parents. And maybe the situation was dad had an affair, mom, you know, never forgave him, and then he left. So all parts get acted out. I call it the Holy Trinity. It is the male and the female and the child. And all three roles are constantly being acted out because we're trying to heal. So, yes, in relationships and healing relationship issues, working with the inner child, to me, is mandatory.
That's wonderful.
That's awesome.
Also, there's a couple really important things that I want to bring out and get your thoughts on. One is that a lot of great predictors have talked about a golden age, about how after we go through some disasters, and they did mention the disasters. We're talking about Nostradamus. We're talking about the Mayans and the Mayan calendar, mm-hmm. how the predictions were that eventually, somehow, there'll be more harmony in the world. It won't be perfect. There'll be more peace, more love, more a better world, people getting along, people mm-hmm. being more aware of each other. And so it's going to be a lot of work. It's not going to be easy because difficult for some people,
well,
including me.
You know, I talk about this a little bit, Bobby, in my new book, Spirit Traveler. I talk about what really happened back, you know, at 10,000 B.C. And why these different places were developed, why the people were developed the way that they were and what happened to them. Why did Stonehenge get built? Who built it? What happened there? What were the ceremonies being done? What was it really used for? These are all the questions I answer in this new book of mine. And to answer your question about what we're going to do, what is this golden era, I see people who are conscious and ready literally shifting into a different dimension. What does that mean? We're in the fifth dimension right now. This is a much higher frequency than we've ever lived in before. And it's the first time ever that other dimensions, like portals, have opened up to Earth, and there's all kinds of things coming through these other dimensions. There's all kinds of energies coming through, and people are going to shift into literally different dimensions. Some people will stay right here. They'll experience the turbulence on Earth. They'll experience what's going to happen, you know, in terms of the Earth changes, and they need to go through that. Other people might shift into literally a different dimension, and this is where everybody listening, you have to like let your mind stretch way out of the box, because there's a whole lot more going on in terms of, you know, multiple things happening at the same time in other dimensions than what we are aware of, because we don't see it, we don't believe it. But from someone like me who does see it, and I'm saying, yes, you can believe it, hopefully you will believe it.
Wow, that's great. Stefan, I know you had another question, but let's bring out this, and I'm happy to hear, Stefan, that you're going to go to Joshua Tree, October 6th through the 9th, I think it is. And I didn't know that our guest, Sonia Grace, will be there. I know she's going to be at the Conscious Life Expo in February. And for our listeners to know, though, just to interrupt a second, we're in the West Coast. She's a West Coast girl. She grew up in Arizona with the Hopis. And uh-huh. by the way, my mother was Hopi, and so uh-huh. I have some of that blood in me. Hey, it's a great culture. There's a new movie out called Something Rainbow. I forget the name of it. I'm going to have to call you on that. It's a great, it's called the history of the Hopis and how the Navajos came in and things happened. But the whole history of the natives is really wonderful, mm-hmm. as are the history of all the cultural people. But let me get mm-hmm. back to what I was saying, and that is that through the West Coast, we have a lot of listeners in the New York area, of course, because Gary Noll in the studio is in New York. We have listeners all over the world, and the as you probably know, Sonia, the most aggressive areas are not only New York and the Northeast, but also the whole West Coast, closer to the the beach area, and you're in this now, and you will also spend time in Arizona, which is another very spiritual center. But my point is for the listeners to know that we're going to be following her, and I want you to know, Sonia, that Stefan and I are going to meet you at Joshua Tree, and I'll be talking to you ahead of time, same way I told you I would meet you when you come to the Conscious Life Expo in February. This is
absolutely, absolutely, and I actually will be at a festival, Victory of Light, in Cincinnati, Ohio, November 19th and 20th. I'll be in New York in January, hopefully doing a book signing at Namaste Bookstore. And I've got, of course, my meditation retreat called The Mental Body at Joshua Tree, October 6th through the 9th. So there's lots of things coming up. I've got a big book tour ahead of me. I'll be back in England in April and May. I'll be teaching another retreat in Scotland in May. So there's lots of stuff to find a way to connect and see me in person. Yeah.
And we're going to be telling our listeners about some of these great events, not only at all over the country, New York, Middle East, Midwest, West Coast. That's what we do in this show. And I will definitely probably try to interview somebody from Joshua Tree, because that's a very spiritual get-together in October, and we're looking forward to seeing you there. But also in New York, as I told you, Sonia, we have a lot of listeners in New York. Later, maybe we can interview you towards the end of the year, and you can talk about the Joshua Tree thing in October. You can talk about New York, what you're going to be doing there, because we have a lot of listeners in New York. And they tell me, let us know when there's any events that we want to come to in our area. So we're going to get together with you on that, okay?
And, great.
Stefan, you had another question? Stefan, are you still there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. That's something on that. I had a question regarding our instinct, basically, of what we go with when it comes to, like, a sixth sense, and what it is when it comes to listening to that voice, but determining whether it's good or bad. Sometimes I've made bad decisions when I said, oh, that was my gut instinct. Do you have any feedback on that? I'd really appreciate, like,
I do.
I have a lot to say on that.
I'll try to say it quickly. But the main thing is once we've established a relationship and parenting roles with the inner child, and we understand where those emotional wounds are, where we get triggered, it better helps us to get the child's needs met. The child feels heard, the child feels validated, the child feels loved. Then you can go into your space of meditation and getting that intuitive feedback, knowing that, you've actually filled up a part of your being that maybe has not felt acknowledged, validated, being able to trust, really. The child never, maybe had the opportunity to trust what they were feeling because it all got shut down, you don't feel that way, stop crying. Just anything simple like that can really shut somebody's feelings down. So we have to work with the child first, get the child all the needs met within, and then go into that space and get that information intuitively. And the best way I've found to really get the intuition kind of working stronger is really through the physical body. The physical body is such a gift. Just to close your eyes and say, okay, what's my right foot feel like right now? And don't say, oh, it's okay, or it feels fine. Like, it feels hot. It feels cold. It's prickly. It feels like there's a knife in it. It feels like it's got, a tree growing off of it. Really feel what it feels like. Then go to the left foot. What does the left foot feel like? Okay, my third toe hurts, and the side of my foot feels cold. Get specific. Go all the way up through your body, ankles, calves, knees, thighs, hips, ribs, chest, shoulders, arms. Do it every day. It is an incredible training course, if you will, for sharpening your intuition.
That's really, really good. I love that. And as you give your, I'd like you to, you've got a few minutes left. I want you to give maybe 2 minutes of a last minute thoughts, but keep it at 2 minutes, where you can encourage our people to change their lives and come around. But first, slowly give your, I'd like to give your website out to people. Sonia Grace, S as in Sam, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, J as in Jump, A is an apple. Last name is Grace. G is in George. R is in Richard. A is an apple. C is in Charlie. And E is in Elastic. SonyaGrace.com. Give your other, real quickly, your, but not too fast, written. Your, how people can reach you through any kind of way you want. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that last part. Can you say it again, Bobby, please?
Sure, no problem. If you could give your information about how people can reach you, how they can get a hold of you, your contact information. But
okay, sure.
Because we have people. You know, go ahead.
Sure. Okay, so my website, Sonya, S-O-N-J-A, Grace.com, or you can find my new book at Sonya, S-O-N-J-A, Grace, Spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T, Traveler, T-R-A-V-E-L-E-R.com. You can find me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Mystic Healer, Sonya Grace. I'm on Twitter, Sonya Grace Guide, Instagram, Sonya Grace Guide. And yeah, I'd love to hear from the listeners and check out my new book. It's pretty awesome. I'm excited about it, and I certainly hope to see you guys. Both of you are coming now. I'm assuming Stefan and Bobby, you're both coming to Joshua Tree, so I look forward to seeing you both and getting to meet and really going into meditation, going deep, and doing some work.
We're looking forward to that. Okay, 1 minute. Keep it at 1 minute. A last-minute thoughts for our listeners, encouragement or motivation or whatever you want to say for 1 minute.
Okay. The most important thing that I can say to your listeners at this time is lead with your heart. Let the light from your heart guide you. Let the light from your heart show you the way, because there is a tremendous amount of darkness right now. And it's simply because the duality, good and bad, light and dark, right and wrong, is splitting apart. It will be no more. There will be no more dualism in 100 years. And we're feeling it. We're going through it. It's very dramatic. Stay centered. Let the light from your heart guide you.
Oh, that's super. Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us. We're looking forward to meeting you in October. And we're...
Yay!
We want to let our listeners know we have a lot of people in New York, and I'll call you again, and towards the end of the year we can tell our listeners where you're going to be in New York so we can meet you. I want people to meet you. This is one of our best guests ever, and so we'll do that. For sure, Sonya, thank you so much.
Please, please. I love you, New York. I used to live there. I can't wait to come back, so I look forward to seeing everybody there.
Great, great. Well, you've been all over the place.
Okay,
thank you again. Take care.
Thanks, Sonya. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Stefan.
Okay, what a great, great show. Stefan, wasn't that nice? We got to finish up, so let's talk, give our thoughts.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. It was just everything she has to say about energy and kind of the law of attraction, but also just working with other people in our lives to help them and the awareness that she has, it's awesome.
Yes, yes, right. All right, well, I want to let our listeners know that next week we're going to have on about EMF, wireless radiation, and that's with Kevin Modis. It's going to be some new things going on, some good and bad things, but a lot of new information like never before on these issues. So we'll talk about that next Saturday. That will be July the 9th. And then the week after, on July 16th, we'll have Alex Hermosillo talk about death. And what is death? What happens after you die? Where do we go? What will we do? He's also going to give his experience and what happened to him after he died and came back. And now he became a tremendous healer. We're going to talk about all that following week. So here's my phone number. I want to be in touch with you listeners. Today was a great show. We're putting on great shows every week, thanks to people like Stefan and our other cast, which I'll explain in a minute. But my number, call me if you have any thoughts or information or you want to help us a little bit. My name is Bobby Elias. Our show is Let's Create a Better World and Healthy Aging. And the phone number, my number, to reach me, 323-770-1925. I want to say all thank yous to all the people that have been on the show, that have been a part of it. Thank Gary Noll for having this wonderful station. We thank Jason Tonnenfeld for all the work he does as the director of Progressive Radio Network. It's the best station in the world. I want to thank our engineer, doing a great job. That's Jesse. I want to thank our L.A. producer, who's done a whole lot of work over the past week, and that would be Stuart Hassel. Our other thank you also to Lydia, our associate producer, We're going to be going to a lot of different health events. We're scrounging the history books and all the information we can to get the best people on this show. We've got a lot of great people coming on and some great, great ideas and shows. So stay with us every single week. We're here. Stefan, thank you. Good job by you. And looking forward to another. And also, they're going to play our song at the beginning and the end for the next few weeks. And that is We Are the World. Listen to the words of this song. It's wonderful. We are the world. Thank you, Stefan, for being with us. And thank you once again to our great guest, Sonja Grace. More shows coming up every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And now on to our song.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life. Greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need. Must live.